The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. Shortly before he enters Jerusalem, where he will be crucified, Jesus is revealed to his disciples in a mountaintop experience of divine glory called the Transfiguration. I begin reading at verse 1. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. He was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to him, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." For when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Maybe seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What grabs your attention? We've all been there before, in the grocery store, in the checkout line, as you're waiting to be checked out, and you look around and you find out you are surrounded. You're surrounded by either candy or gum, or a lot of times it's magazines. Magazines and also just publications. And you see headlines glaring out at you. 1.2 billion divorce shockers. All the juicy details behind the stars. And if you look at that, you open it up and you can find out who is getting divorced for $1.2 billion. Or you can find out who is going into rehab, or who should go into rehab, who has been arrested. You can see who has lost 100 pounds, or you can find out how you can lose 250 pounds. And maybe it's through divorce. Or other times you find headlines that say something like, "The U.S. Navy captures a 150-foot sea monster and keeps it in secret captivity." Our man claims that his mother was a space alien. Fantastic stories. What grabs your attention? This morning we have another one of those fantastic stories here in our gospel lesson this morning. We know it as the Transfiguration. Jesus takes three of his closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, and they go up on a mountain by themselves. And somehow Jesus is changed. He's transfigured. He becomes blazing bright, brighter than the sun. And I get kind of picture this in my mind. It's like you come out of a dark house, you open the door and you step outside, and there is that blazing sun. And you have to blink. You can't hardly open your eyes because it is so bright. And I think maybe that's the vision that the disciples saw. They saw Jesus in his glory of who he really was, that he was the Son of God. But not only that, as they looked again, they saw Moses, who was the giver of the law, who led the Israelite or the Hebrew people out of the land of Egypt, out of slavery, out of bondage, into the promised land. Moses was the one who spoke to God and received the law for the people. Important figure, one of the most important figures in the Old Testament. And then also, too, they saw Elijah, one of the greatest prophets, and who was foretold to appear before the Messiah would come to this earth. Two of the most important figures here in the Old Testament, in Scripture. And they're standing there talking to Jesus. The disciples are amazed. They don't know what to say. And Peter, he's got to blab out something. And thought comes to him, Lord, it's good that we're here. This is great. All these important people, bright shining as the sun. Let's just stay here. I'll build 3 dwelling places for y'all, for you, for Moses, for Elijah. We can build temples. We can build altars. We can build monuments. We can build statues. And while Peter is still speaking, a voice comes booming out of a black crowd. God's kind of rude sometimes. Interrupts Peter in the middle of his speech and says, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." That got their attention. That got the disciples' attention. Because they fell down on the ground in fear. But that grabbed Jesus' attention. And Jesus taps them on the shoulder and says, "Get up." And when they get up, they see that it is only Jesus himself alone as he has been. And they go down from the mountain. So what grabs your attention? Is it these headlines, 1.2 billion divorce shockers, or the other things in here? Or is it the things that maybe it's money, maybe it's prestige, maybe it's promotions, maybe it's family? What grabs your attention? This week begins Lent, and we start to focus on Jesus. And so maybe we ought to shift that question a little bit. For as followers of Christ, maybe we need to understand, what grabs Jesus' attention? If we ask that question, what grabs Jesus' attention? And we look just a little bit further down here in Matthew's gospel, the very next story after this transfiguration account, when Jesus comes down from the mountain, he goes back to the people. He goes back to the crowds. And the first thing that happens is that a man comes up to him and says, "Help me, Jesus. My son is ill with epilepsy." He falls down. He has fits. And sometimes he hurts himself terribly because he falls on the rocks, or he falls into fire and he burns himself. "Please help, Jesus." And that grabs Jesus' attention. And he heals that boy. So what grabs Jesus' attention? It's the epileptic son. It's the leper who's crying out for mercy. It's the sinful woman who washes Jesus' feet with her tears and with her hair. It's the man who is born blind. It's the woman who has been sick for years, pulling at the hem of his robes. It is normal, everyday people that grab that attention of Jesus. It's us who grab the attention of Jesus. Because as we move into Lent this week, as we start to contemplate Jesus and the cross, we realize that's what Jesus came for, is to save us. We have grabbed Jesus' attention in our hurt, in our pain, in our shamefulness, in our sin. And he dies on the cross for us and is raised to new life, to bring us into new life with him. So as we start to contemplate Jesus and what grabs his attention, maybe once again we can ask that question, what grabs our attention? Maybe we won't hear a big booming voice coming out of a bright cloud. We probably won't go through a $1.2 billion divorce settlement. We probably won't lose 250 pounds. We probably won't need to go into rehab, even though you may know somebody who does. But what will happen is maybe as we contemplate what grabs Jesus' attention, what grabs our attention, is that maybe we will grow in faith a bit. Maybe we will be drawn closer to Christ and the cross and his saving act that he went through. Maybe we will gain in faith and become stronger followers of Christ. What grabs the attention of Christ? What grabs our attention? Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.